All right. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise Yehovah for another beautiful, glorious, set apart day. I am Brother Daniel Brown coming to you live from Northeast Colorado with the weekly Shabbat message today. The title of my message today is Have You Left Your First Love? Of course, we all know that our first love is Yeshua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Master, and our King. And then our second love should be our spouses and our children, our families. Mishpaha, nothing else matters. Today's topic of the message. And I hope it's a blessing. I hope that our hearts have been prepared to hear what thus says Yehovah, what the word of Yah says today, because for me, it has been very convicting, and it has caused me to reevaluate my life in the way that I conduct myself, in what I put first, who I put first, and making sure that Yeshua is at the forefront of my mind. But before we go ahead and get started, we'll open up with the blowing of the shofars, and we'll have a word of prayer. So if you have a shofar, go ahead and grab it, and we will sound the alarm. Amen. On the count of three. One, two, three. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's pray, family. Father in heaven, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Father in heaven, we bow ourselves down before you in the name of Yeshua Messiah. Father in heaven, we love you, and we love your Son Yeshua, and we love your Holy Spirit. And we welcome you, and we thank you, and we praise you, our Heavenly Father, for your Son, Yeshua, for your Holy Spirit, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, for your long-suffering towards us. We thank you and praise you, our Heavenly Father, that even before the foundations of the world, Abba, you called us, chose us, set us apart to be that righteous and holy and set apart people. Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you, our Heavenly Father, for removing the blinders off of our eyes so that we may see and behold your truth, your Torah, your Son, Yeshua, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, for the forgiveness of sins. Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you, our Heavenly Father, for you being in complete and utter control of everything. Abba, we thank you for the technology to be able to come together today as Mishpaha, as a family. Father, for the freedom to serve and to worship you the way that you instruct us to. Father, we don't do it because we have to. We do it because we get to. And what a privilege and an honor and a blessing it is to be able to do so. Father in heaven, to call upon our Creator, the one who is in control of it all. Father in heaven, I pray today that you would set a guard over the door of my lips, that nothing would proceed out of my lips that's not from you. Father in heaven, we pray that you would eliminate any and all distractions today. Father in heaven, that you would minister to us, that you would speak to us, that you would convict our hearts of anything and everything that is displeasing unto you. Father in heaven, I pray in the name of Yeshua, Abba, that you would touch the coal to my lips, that you would use me as thy messenger today. Father, we pray for ears to hear and eyes to see. Father in heaven, draw near unto us, and that we would draw near unto you. Let us set aside, lay aside everything else, and put our focus and attention upon you today. Abba, Father, we love you, And we love your Son, Yeshua. And we love your Holy Spirit, Father. And all these things we pray and we ask and we lift up to you. In the name of Yeshua Messiah, we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise Yah for his Shabbat, for his set-apart time. Once again, the title of my message today is, Have You Left Your First Love? I believe that I have done a message like this some time ago. I can't remember. But I felt that it has been needed again. Because living in the times that we're living in, where we've never been guaranteed tomorrow. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow is not here. We're not even guaranteed an hour from now. Only Yah knows. He has numbered, he has limited our days. He has given us the breath of life. Each and every day that we wake up is a gift from him. And we need to give him all of the honor and the glory and the praise. We need to not lose sight that even before the foundation of the world, he has called us, he has chosen us, he has set us apart. When he was on the cross of Calvary, Mishpaha, he thought of each and every one of us. He didn't forget about us. He has not forgotten about us. He knows every hair follicle on our head. They have all been numbered. He knows us better than we know ourselves. We must choose today to serve and to worship him. Serving Yah must not become boring, must not become mundane. It must not become a burden to any one of us. Because if it does, we'll start falling away by the wayside. Now, this message that I'm preaching today is very close and near and dear to my heart. Because this is something that I have been through here in the last 6 months to a year. And I haven't done one of these messages in a while, but this is a practical application message. Something that I have went through, my family has went through. And that I have learned very greatly from. These type of messages, especially for me, going through these different seasons, these trials, these testings, they hurt. Correction hurts. Nobody ever wants to be corrected. Nobody ever wants to go through the beating to. Nobody never wants to be pressed. Nobody wants to be burned in the fire. Because when we are, it hurts. But when we come through it, Mishpaha, how sweet and how wonderful and how lovely it is. Because we should come out on the other end strengthened, refined, purer than when we went in. Just as a father corrects his child, so Yehovah corrects whom he loves. And we, when we are corrected, it should be for our edification. It should not be for our demise, but for our edification to draw closer to Yeshua. Now, as we came upon this Passover season and the Feast of Unleavened Bread and First Fruits, I was able to step back and spend quite a little bit of time with Yah and asked him and was going through his word and praying and asking Yah to reveal anything and everything in me that was displeasing unto him. And Yah revealed a lot to me. Now, before I get started, I want to start off with a passage of scripture I want to turn to Revelation chapter number 2, verses 1 through 7. To the angel of the ecclesia of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and you have preserved and have patience and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the ecclesia. To him who overcomes, I will give him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Going back to verse number 4, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Henceforth, the title of my message. Now, like I had said, I was able to get away and to spend some much-needed time with Yah, and to ask Yah to cleanse me, to get rid of the leaven, to get rid of anything, all the spots, all of the wrinkles, all of the blemishes out of my life, so that I was able to come into His presence during this feast season, clean and holy through the blood of Yeshua Messiah. And right before we came into this feast season, Yah revealed to me what it was, and that I have left the first love, the true love of Yeshua Messiah. You remember when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, when we were going about our lives like there was not a care in the world. There was nothing going on in our lives that we thought was wrong. But it wasn't until Yah stepped in, when Yah intervened in our lives, when He called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light. John chapter number 15 says, for you did not choose me, but I chose you. When Yah found us, especially for me, I wasn't looking for Yah. I was going about my merry little way, doing what I was doing. Not a care in the world. Then Yah stepped in and says, no, you're wrong. You need my son Yeshua. Repent. There was such joy, there was such happiness, there was such love there. And then a few months later, my wife surrendered her life over to the Lord as well. Then a year later, I surrendered to preach the gospel of Yeshua to a lost and dying generation. Fast forward to 2024, that was in 2011. Now in 2024, here we are, here my family is, serving the Lord, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, fulfilling the Great Commission, the Great Commandment, preaching the gospel, telling others about the love of Yeshua Messiah. But there was something wrong. There was something wrong with me. I had forgotten my first love. I had forgotten the joy. I had forgotten what Yeshua pulled me out of. I had gotten so caught up with the day-to-day operations of everything, of what there was for me to do. And I had left my family behind as well. And that's what hurts me the most. And when Yah revealed that to me, I stopped dead in my tracks. My wife, bless her heart, tried so many times to get a hold of me and to try to tell me and to try to warn me. But being like most typical males, I'm not going to say all typical males. I can say that for myself for a fact. that I wouldn't listen. My ears were stopped up. Why, I don't know. As I said at the beginning of this message, may this message be a blessing to those who might be going through the same thing of what I went through. And if I may say, if you have a wife, if you have a husband, listen to your spouse. They have been given to you to help you, to stand by your side, to be there with you at all times. But the problem is, I didn't take heed to the warnings that Yah was giving my wife to me. Now I have since repented unto Yah and asked for forgiveness from my beautiful bride and from my boys. For number one, forgetting the weightier matters of the law, justice, grace, and mercy, and love. And just being so narrow-minded and not having them right by my side. I believe that I was close to losing my first love. By far, this is the largest pill that I've had to swallow. This is one of the greatest trials that I have had to go through. But it took me stopping and seeking and searching for Yah in order to stop my brain from going every which direction and focusing more on Him. Yeah, the whole world is falling apart all around us, but it's falling right into place, Mishpaha, and Yah's the one who is in control of it all. Not me, not the global elites, not Satan, but Yah. And He has everything right here in the palm of His hands. And He is in complete and utter control. He has never lost control. Just as Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that, I want to say before I go any further, for anybody who is watching today or in the future, if I have been a stumbling block to anybody in any way, shape, or form, my humble request to each and everybody here today is that you guys would reach out to me through private message and let me know so we can talk things out, talk things over, if there's anything that I have done to cause you not to want to follow Yah. Anything that my actions have done, I have said, please let me know so we can make amends and make it right so we can walk in unity together again. I beg of you for that because I want to be found right before Yah. I want to provide and prove all things honest in Yah's eyes and in the sight of man. I want to do what's right in His eyes. I don't want to be a stumbling block. I don't want to be a hindrance to anybody's walk. I'm here to be a messenger for Yah and to live my life as an example for Him. I know that I have fallen short. I know I have made many mistakes. And I've asked Yah to forgive me, and I'm asking all those who are watching today and in the future to forgive me as well. And if there, like I said, if there's any serious matters that need to be handled, please private message me and we'll take care of them. Amen. First of all, I want to thank and I want to praise Yah for His grace and for His mercy and for His long suffering towards us. As we go through the wine presses, as we go and we get tried and we get refined and we go through the fire to be made more and more pure after our Savior and Master and King, King Yeshua. I want to praise Yah that my wife has stuck with me through all of it. We've been married almost 16 years. And for her to stay with me through it all is a true woman of valor, Mishpaha. And if you have one of those that has stuck by your side through it all, praise Yah. Make sure you don't forget about her. Make sure you don't leave her behind. and make sure you don't leave your children behind either. Because as men of Yah, we set the example for the family to follow, for others to live by. And if our example is off in any way, shape, or form, we are held to that higher standard to set the bar for us to live our lives according to the word of Yah and for others to follow. We are held double accountable. So make sure we are walking uprightly and doing things according to Yah's word. Amen. If it wasn't for Yah's grace, for Yah's mercy, for his love, for his long suffering, there ain't one of us that would be alive and breathing today, because he's the one that gives us breath. I know for me personally, I have given Yah plenty of opportunities to take me out and to replace me. But by his grace, we're still here. Amen. So that leaves us with the question today that we all need to ask ourselves. That's where, this is also where Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, the Shema comes in. Hear and obey, Yehovah our God, Yehovah is one. You shall love Yehovah your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be written on your heart. We shall have them as the forefront of our eyes. We need to talk about them. We need to teach them to our children, to the next generation. Sometimes we get so caught up with being on these right here and ministering to everybody else all around the world. It brings us closer as a world when we are on that phone, but guess what? It takes us away from our families to what our first ministry is our families, is our wives, is our children, is our homes. Let's turn to Matthew 24, 42 through 43. Matthew 24, 42 through 43. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Adon is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken up. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Want to focus on verse number 43. But know this, that if the master of the house had known the hour of the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. Mishpaha. With losing your first love, you become blind to so many things. The thief comes in and to seek and kill and destroy and to break up the family unit. Husbands, we need to be on our guard. Husbands, pastors, teachers, whatever you want to call yourself, outside of being a husband, if you have a wife and children, your family is your first ministry. And you need to watch out for their souls. You need to watch out and protect them and lead them in Yah's truth. And when the thief tries to come in to seek and kill and destroy, you will be aware of it. We must not fall asleep and we must not be consumed with everything else of this world. Because once we take our eyes off of our first love, that's when things start to go awry. They start to go by the wayside. We need to be on our guard. We always need to be prayerful and watchful, because the enemy doesn't care. He's coming after the family unit. And if the man of the house is not there mentally or physically, the enemy will come in and destroy the household. Losing our first love, we start to spend less and less time in prayer. We start to spend less and less time with Yeshua in His Word. And it only starts out small. Let's say you had a good habit of praying and reading Yah's Word in the mornings, and at noon, and at supper time, and then you start waking up late. Well, there goes morning Bible study. I'm late for work. You only get 30 minutes for a lunch break. Well, there goes that. And then you get used to that, and then it starts to go by the wayside. And then at supper time, well, I'm too tired. We start to lose that intimate relationship with Yeshua. You remember when we first all got married, how grand our marriage was and everything. We wanted to spend time with each other, and then life happens. Jobs happen. Everything happens. Things get tight. Things get busy. And you start to forget about one another. The same thing goes for us as believers in Yeshua. Ministries happen. Life happens. Everything happens. Children happen. And then lo and behold, you're laying out of services. You're not spending time in prayer. You're not reading the Word. You're not doing the things of what a believer should be doing. Repent and do the first works, as Revelation 2:1-7 says. Go back to the basics. Yes, life happens. Yes, things are going to come in and disrupt everything. Guess what? Yeshua is still there waiting. He has never left. He's been in the same spot. He's just waiting for all of us to come back. All we have to do is turn around and repent and go back. And remember to put Yeshua first. And make sure that He's at the throne room of your heart. And lead your family to have the same relationship. Yeshua doesn't want weekend visit. He wants full custody. His grace and mercy and love and His long suffering towards us is so marvelous, Mishpaha, that without it, there ain't no telling where any of us would be. He gives us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Just like a good husband or a good wife would to their spouse. In a marriage, there has to be forgiveness. There has to be long suffering. Because not only do we all go through trials and testings on our own, refinement on our own, we go through refinement together as a husband and wife. And those who come out of the fire are stronger and greater by Yah's grace and through His mercy and love. And if we don't have Yeshua as the center focal point of our marriages, it will crumble and fall apart. Satan is the angel of light, and he will come and dangle desires in front of you that your flesh wants. Your flesh does not care, because your flesh is not going to inherit eternal life. The Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spirits and the principalities of the air of this world. Your flesh is going to die and it's going to go back to the dust of which it was created from. But our spirit will either be with Yeshua or go down into the lake of fire. It's a constant day-to-day battle of good versus evil, of flesh versus spirit. And the wolf you feed, what you feed, what you watch, what you listen to, where you go, who you hang out with, and everything else is all part of your diet. And what you take in is eventually going to come out. And if it's good, if it's about Yeshua, you're going to reflect the light of Yeshua. But if it's all evil, guess what? It's all going to be evil. And we need to make the choice for Yeshua each and every day, our first love. Greater love has no one than this, than he that laid down his life for his friend. John 15:14, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. You want to get to know Yah? Do the commandments. Have that intimate relationship. Do the things that he has told us to do. Keep his Shabbat. Keep the feast days. Love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourself. Do the works of Yah Mishpacha. Amen. Your life in general can become your idol if you become consumed with everything but Yeshua. This is what had happened to me. I had let my life become an idol. I had forgotten, I never forgot Yeshua. But I had forgotten the love and the joy and the long suffering that he has towards us. And I became hypercritical, I became grumpy and bitter and everything else. And when Yah revealed all this to me, I repented. Like I said, he tried to use my wife to get a hold of me, but I wouldn't listen. Praise Yah for my wife, for not giving up on me, for sticking by my side. I thank Yah for her each and every day. My Azer Kaneto, my inner, who prays for me daily. You know, before I got married, I had made a vow to Yah. I had said, no matter how bad or how tough or how rough this life gets, I was never going to get a divorce. We have been through some pretty tough times. Only her and Yah knows what we've been through. But we've never given up on each other. There's been times, I'm not going to lie, but we've never given up. We have had our struggles in life over the last almost 16 years of being married. Almost 18 years of knowing each other. But we're still here, and it's only because of Yah's grace and mercy and love. Because of the love that he has poured out upon us. So Mishpaha, we need to make sure that we never lose that first love. Never lose that first love. Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. We have to do it all. We can't forget the love and the grace and the mercy and the justice. We cannot forget that. We cannot forget the first works. We are saved, Ephesians 2:8-10. For grace we have been saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Yeshua Messiah, unto good works that were created for us to walk before the foundation of the world. And if I accidentally misquoted that, I apologize. Now, I want to focus a little bit more on the family unit. Because Mishpaha, men of Yah, your wife, your children will reflect your example and how you conduct yourself. I've known this for years. And like I said, I thought everything was fine. And then trouble started happening. This started happening. That started happening. And I was praying and praying and praying for all these problems to get fixed. But it was me that needed fixed, not anybody else. And once I came to the realization of that, the blinders were removed. And I repented to Yah, repented to my family, asked them for forgiveness. It ain't going to happen overnight, but things are better. And I praise Yah for that, for His grace and mercy towards me. I'm nobody special, Mishpaha. I just want to do what's right in my Father's eyes and raise the next generation and tell others of the love and of the truth and of the grace and mercy that He has bestowed upon me and my family. There ain't no messages better than practical application messages. Yes, they hurt. But it's all honor and glory and praise unto Yah and the power of His might on what He can do. We just have to remain in that place of humility and not be lifted up with pride and arrogance. We must be willing to be corrected all the days of our lives. Because I promise you that there ain't one of us that have it all figured out. He just wants our heart of surrender. He wants our hearts to be circumcised, to follow after Him. Nothing more and nothing less. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 21. Ephesians 5. Let's go ahead and start in verse number 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Walk circumspectly, walk uprightly with your eyes opened, knowing that the days are evil at hand, Mishpaha. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to Elohim the Father in the name of our Adon Yeshua Messiah, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Messiah is the head of the ecclesia, and He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Messiah, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Messiah also loved the church and gave Himself for her, that He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that He might present her to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Messiah and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. You know, we as men, we always want the praise for our names to be great and everything else. But so many times, Mishpaha, I've seen it. I'm seeing it more and more today, and I fell into the same trap. Until Yah intervened and made me aware of it. That this Ephesians chapter number 5, verses 22 through 33. Husbands, love your wives. Love is spelled time. Time is spelled love. Spend time with your spouse, whether you're a husband and have a wife, whether you're a wife and you have a husband. Spend time with your spouse. Spend time with your children. They want nothing more, and that was one thing that I lacked severely. And I see that now. And I praise Yah that He opened my eyes to it. We must not get consumed with everything else. We must always put Yeshua number one on the throne room of our hearts, and then our families number two. That's the order of what it should be. Amen. Let's turn to Colossians chapter number 3. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians 3, verse 18. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Adon. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. The order of the family is the father, the umbrella over all, Yeshua under him, husbands under Yeshua, wives under the husband, and children under the parents. I want you to think of a pyramid or of a triangle, and at the top of the triangle is Yeshua, and down at the other two corners is mom and dad. That's how it's going to be if you don't spend time with your spouse. But the more you spend time together with your spouse, the closer you become together, the closer you become to the top with Yeshua, and you can walk hand in hand, side beside each other. The woman is not supposed to be thumbed under you. She is supposed to stand right beside you. She is not supposed to be trampled underfoot, but standing right by your side. It ain't about me, it ain't about you. It's all about Him. And if Yah has blessed you with a spouse, you are in this together. There is no big I's and little U's. There is no I in team. You are in this together. Amen. And going back clear to the beginning, Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh, not two fleshes. One flesh. You're in this together forever and for eternity. And the Bible also says that what Yah has joined together, do not let man try to tear apart. You'll always have people coming at you from this direction, that direction. You'll always have Satan trying to come at you, trying to get you to go separate directions, trying to split the family up. This is where we pray for discernment to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And we walk humbly before Yah, together, echad, as a unit, a family unit. Satan's coming after your children. Satan's coming after the biblical marriages. We need to be on our guard. We need to protect our families. We should know the tactics of the enemy. We can read it all throughout Scripture, what Satan does. And how he tries to seek and kill and destroy. Be on your guard. Husbands, it's your job to be the outer protectors of the family unit. And wives, it's your job to be the inner protector, to be the prayer intercessor for the family and for your husbands. As they are the outer protector, you're the inner protector of the family. Raising and training the children in the nurture and admonition of Yeshua Messiah. And husbands and wives, you're doing it together as a team. You can't do it on your own. Don't be deceived thinking that you can, because I was. Can't do anything without Yah. Just as we have a relationship with Yeshua, the Messiah, and he loves his bride, we are to love our brides just as Yeshua loves his bride and would lay down his life for his bride. Are we willing to lay our lives down for our brides, for our wives? Proverbs chapter number 31, 10 through 31. Proverbs 31, starting in verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds a spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself, her clothing of fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears Jehovah, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. In 1 Peter 3, 1 through 7. Man, I want you guys to write down these verses. And I want you to read them, and I want you to repeat them, and I want you to memorize them. And I want you to saturate your minds and your heart with them if you have a spouse. And if you're courting a young lady, if you're asking Yah to prepare a woman for you, ask Yah to prepare your heart and to prepare yourself first for that Proverbs 31 and woman, and make sure that you are that man of Yah, that you're ready to be that man of Yah for that Proverbs 31 woman. Because, men, if you're praying and asking for a Proverbs 31 woman, then stop chasing Jezebels. And women, if you're asking for your Boaz, then stop chasing the Baals of the world. Stop chasing worldly men. And start preparing yourself for your Boaz. Because we can't pray one thing and act a different way. We pray for a godly spouse. We need to ask Yah to prepare our hearts to receive that godly spouse. 1 Peter 3:1-7. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conducts accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be hidden, be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not, and are not afraid with any terror. Men, if you have found a precious jewel like I have, don't take her for granted. Don't take your Proverbs 31 wife for granted. Because if you do, if you thumb her long enough, she will be gone. And Yah will replace you. You are expendable. If you're too prideful and arrogant to humble yourself before Yah, to be the husband that you're supposed to be to your wife and the father to your children, Yah can and Yah will take you out. You are expendable. But don't put yourself in that place. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and remain in that place of humility. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. The letter I is right in the center of pride. And when you have your focus and attention upon yourself, you think that your stuff don't stink, and that you're all that in a bag of chips. Well, guess what? Then you're the problem. Not anybody else. And you need to humble yourself before Yah. That goes for men, women, children, anybody. Pride goes before destruction and the haughty spirit before the fall. Want to jump back to the book of Proverbs. Getting close to finishing up here. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. When the doors are shut in the streets. Is that right? Proverbs 12. Well, that's Ecclesiastes. My bad. That didn't sound right. Didn't start off right. Proverbs 12, 4. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband. She will want to make her husband known in the gates. She will respect, she will reverence. But women, who causes shame is like rottenness in the bones. The adulterous woman will be rottenness unto a man's bones. It takes two to tango. Both men and women have to be in this together and have their focus and attention and their marriage centered on Yah. I have that passage of scripture in Ecclesiastes 4, and I'll be reading it here in a minute. But when we're focused and centered on Yah and we're walking in unity together, a threefold cord is not easily broken. Don't leave your wife behind. And don't get so caught up where you forget your first love, our Savior, Master Yeshua, Mishpaha. Make sure we never lose that first love. Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from Yehovah. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Those men of us who are married, we have found a good thing. Love your wives. Wash them in the word. Pray with them. Spend time with them. Remember, love is spelled T-I-M-E. Spend time with them. Proverbs 19:14. Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from Yehovah. Men and women, husbands and wives, are to complete one another, a help meet. Women are to be help meet for men. They're to complete them, not to compete with them. You're in this together. You're both serving the Adon, the Lord, together, serving your first love together. Amen. Do not let the world, do not even let your ministry that you're involved in, and do not let anything outside of Yeshua take your attention off of your wife, of your husband, of your family. Your wife will stand by your side if you love her just like Yeshua loves his bride, and together you will raise the next generation of children to serve and to worship and to fear Yehovah. So a few questions I want to leave for everybody today. Has anyone else been close or have left their first love? Has anyone treated their spouses with disrespect? Can anybody relate to what they're seeing going on in the body of Messiah? The love of many is waxing cold. That goes whether you keep Shabbat or you keep Sunday. It don't matter. The love of many is waxing cold. Is your love waxing cold towards Yeshua? Is your love waxing cold towards your spouse? Is Yeshua your first love? And where does that leave your wife and or your husband? Husbands and wives, you're in this together. You didn't make a covenant just for it to be broken. When you said, I do, for better, for richer, for poorer, for health, that means forever and an eternity. You're in this together, so do it together. And I'll end, I want to read Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe unto him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him. Again, if two lie down together, will they keep warm? But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. A three and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. I want to jump over to 1 Corinthians 13. This is also another very important passage of scripture, because we're seeing a lot of this happen in the body of believers. 1 Corinthians 13, I want to read it all. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I have become as sounding brass, or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy, love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether they are prophecies, they will fail. Whether they are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. Now and now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. May everybody's marriages be centered and focused around Yeshua, and make sure that you lean on your spouse at all times. No matter what your seasons are, no matter how difficult the trials become, no matter how dark the valleys are, cleave unto one another and don't let go. You're all in this together. Do not let your walk become as sounding brass. Do not lose your first love. Do not lose Yeshua. And don't lose your spouse. Don't lose the good thing of what Yah has blessed you with. And make sure, and I want to give this warning as well, because I used to do this a long time ago. Make sure that we keep our eyes on Yeshua Messiah and that we do not lift anybody up higher than Yeshua, because we're all human. We're all flesh. We all make mistakes. We need to pray for one another fervently, and we need to make sure that we give Yah all of the honor, the glory, and the praise, because He is worthy of it all. In the days that we're living in, Mishpaha, may we seek Yah while He may still be found. Walk cautiously, be diligent, be purposeful in your walk, because remember, Satan is as a roaring lion, lurking, searching, seeking whom he may try to devour. Do not forget the weightier matters of the law. And I'll end with this passage of scripture right here. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter number 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin in which so easily ensnares us, and let us run the race with endurance that is set before us, looking unto Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This race, the straight narrow pathway that we are on, it's hard, it's difficult. It is not for the faint of heart, but he who has started a good work in you will not delay to finish it. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't lose your first love, and don't lose the love of your spouse that Yah has gifted to you. Remember, men of Yah, love your wives just as Yeshua loves the church, loves the ecclesia. And wives, love your husbands as well. But remember, husbands, that it starts with you. You're the head of the family. You set the bar. You set the example for your wives to follow and for your children to follow suit, raising the next generation. Be on your guard, because Satan is as a roaring lion, lurking, searching, seeking whom he may try to devour. Do not let him try to devour you. and break up your family because they're your first ministry. Amen. Hope this message has been a blessing and an encouragement to each and every one today. Yah gave us the Sabbath for us to rest, for us to gather together with the brethren, to praise, to worship together, to stop, to cease, to remember Yah, to remember Yeshua. And it's a type and a foreshadow of what's to come, the promised rest in Hebrews chapter number 4. But if we forget our first love, we lose out on the blessings, we lose out on the promises if we leave our first love. Don't leave your first love, and if you do, repent and do the first works. Look back to where you have fallen and do the first works and do it again. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful rest of your day today.